today I think I figured out the world. Because, yeah, I figured out the world. So
I don't believe that. No, there's no way.
And it's always going to go back to the future. So...
Oh, no. Okay.
So we have to go back and figure out exactly what happened.
That this line represents time. Here's the present, 1985, the future, and the past. Prior to this point in time, somewhere in the past, the timeline skewed into this tangent, creating an alternate 1985. Alternate to you, me, and Einstein, Buck. Reality for everyone else.
It happened in 2012. We were just fine. In 2012, something happened. And I tried to look it up today to find out exactly what happened in maybe 2019. I don't know. But in some place, we just veered off into this weird time frame.
Well, wasn't it 2012 that the Mayans... Was it 2012
that year
that
the world was going to end? I think it was that God particle machine that they turned on.
Okay.
So there was a God particle machine that they spent $7 billion on to try to find the God particle, and they turned it on, and it did something, and I think it blew up the whole world, and we're all dead. So that's the only way I can explain some of these stories today, that we're not living in the real world anymore. The real world...
Okay.
Ended as soon as I think not screw 5G. I think it was the 3G.
Okay.
It all happened with the first iPhone. That's when the whole world went crazy.
Once it went from analog to anything other than that, that was it.
Yeah, I mean, it's even the story today about Verizon and AT&T wanting to turn on 5G, but they can't because it's going to screw with the airplanes. And
what? I didn't see that. Are you kidding me?
No, there's bizarre. Some airports near cell towers that they're afraid is going to screw with the computers on the airplanes. So did they not fucking know that this was coming? I mean, did they not watch TV and see 5G is coming? The FCC and the FTC never talked to each other.
No.
So that's the problem right now, is they were supposed to turn it on today, and then they said, whoa, 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 we can't, because 747s will fall out of the sky.
Wait, they have all those ads running for 5G. They hired Kay McKinnon to go out there and tell us about it.
But other countries have it. We can't figure it out here, because we have the FCC, and they're too busy trying.
I see.
They're too busy worried about me saying fuck than airplanes falling out of the sky.
Listen, other countries have the 5G, and what do we have? We have that volcano that erupted, and now all the tsunamis.
See, we veered off into some weird time frame somewhere. We'll have to figure it out.
Yep.
So there's a restaurant. Here's story number one. There's a restaurant in Canada that was closed after an investigation found staff were not asking for proof of COVID-19 vaccination cards or negative tests, but instead accepting dog photos from customers to dine inside. So if you go up and show a picture of your dog instead of a COVID vaccine or negative test, they let you in.
What if I got a cat?
No, you bring a dog photo and you get in.
Yeah, so my guess is that's a restaurant where a lot of people were getting, COVID?
Yeah, so that's story number one. Story number two, the Florida Department, and if you've seen how much COVID is going crazy in Florida right now, it's like a quarter of the numbers are coming from Florida.
Oh, great. That's where my parents are. Okay.
Yeah, Florida Department of Health confirms Dr. Raul Pinto, they put him on leave because he sent an email to all of his employees. This is the Department of Health top guy who sent out an employee that said, I have a, because nobody in the health department was getting a COVID vaccine.
Oh,
so,
God. Okay.
So he just lost it and said, I have a hard time understanding how we can be in the public health and not practice it. The minute he hit send on the email, he was placed on administrative leave.
No.
The minute he hit send.
He was placed on administrative leave for doing his job and worrying about the public health?
Saying,
I don't know
how we can practice public health if we don't do it ourselves.
And he was fired for that? That's batshit. Whoa. That's fucking frightening.
Yeah, that's coming from Ron DeSantis.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's why.
So he went ahead and put the guy on leave because he didn't like what the guy said.
Well, where is that country today? Somewhere else. I forget where it was, but it's another country where one of the dudes, I think it was either a politician or a newscaster, got on television and was just screaming like, why don't you assholes get vaccinated? What the fuck? What the fuck are you waiting for? Get the fucking vaccine. Like freaking out, like just could not take it another minute.
Yeah.
And was like, God damn it, get vaccinated.
If you don't understand Spanish, listen to this and you'll understand what he's talking about, even if you don't know Spanish.
Y dejen de estar fregando al mundo. Si tú antivacunas eres un imbécil, ponte el cubrebocas. Ahí te voy.
And story number three today, Boris Johnson, who is Trump light.
Yeah, he's over in the UK. He's their prime minister.
He's got Trump hair. You've seen him. He's Trump light.
Yeah.
He said was the whole country's got to go on in lockdown. He said this a couple of months ago when they locked the whole country down.
Mm-hmm.
He was in 10 lockdown parties following that.
Yeah, that's been a huge scandal going on there, is that it keeps getting revealed and there's video of a lot of them where he's like, everybody has to be on lockdown. You can't go out. You can't do anything. And they show him with no mask on at all these parties drinking, and his excuse is, well, I was working.
No, his excuse now today, the new thing is nobody told me.
No, he told everybody.
Nobody told me I couldn't have lockdown parties. I didn't know it was against the rules. That's what he said.
Wow.
And I love it. Nobody told me. That's your excuse.
I'm telling you, they don't put up with shit there. This whole thing going on with Prince Andrew, who has been accused by this girl and other girls of underage sex, the whole Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell thing. He was stripped of his title already. Like, they don't take shit there. They take action. Yeah.